This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another year.
I would say insanity or insanity. Which direction should I go in with that? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, we got a little bit of rest. Really? We got a little bit of rest. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, and I really do. I hope you guys had a great Christmas. You know, stayed away from politics a little bit. Kind of hard. If you were at my table on the East Coast, I wasn't there, but in the past, staying away from politics would be like not having a Christmas tree in the house, you know? I mean, almost impossible, right? And hopefully you guys stay, you know, you still have family members, you still have friends in the family, you can still talk to each other. I saw all the nasties going on, it was just amazing. And it was supposed to be a time of giving and happiness and cheer. We did have some nasty things happen. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We're going to talk about some of my predictions for 2019, like anybody cares. But, I mean, Christmas is so great. And I'll hit some of the stories you heard about today and what have you. But Christmas is so wonderful, so great, so happy, that even Hezbollah got into it. Yeah, that's right. I don't know if you guys heard about this. They actually brought a Santa in to Beirut to wish some of those who celebrate that kind of thing a Merry Christmas. And the New York Times made a big deal out about it. Oh, they did. They loved it. They thought it was wonderful. They said even Hezbollah, the Shiite political movement, right? Because they'd never call them a terrorist organization now, would they? The Shiite political movement and a militia that the United States has branded a terrorist organization, because they've done nothing, absolutely nothing for us to give them that kind of label, has helped ring in the season in previous years, importing a Santa to Beirut and to the southern suburbs to distribute gifts. Right. You should listen to make sure they're not ticking before you bring them into the house, though. That would have been my suggestion. I mean, seriously. I mean, of all places, the New York Times should understand marketing. And how marketing works, and how this kind of makes them look like a kindly, gentler organization, just like you bought into by saying the United States is. It's not just the United States. Many other countries have branded them a terrorist organization. This is not new. Right? I mean, seriously. All right. You're talking about a majority Muslim country. All right? That's celebrating the birth of Christ. Seriously? How does that happen? You know it. You read it. You're smart people. You read it. You see it on a regular basis. You know exactly what's going on. Anyway, I thought you'd get a kick out of that. New York Times giving Hezbollah. They don't give Trump any credit for anything. Right? You saw it. Some of the news organizations jumped all over him for not going to visit the troops as he was visiting the troops. No real retraction. If you find one, send it to me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Also, if you want to get involved in the conversation, it's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time. Got a lot of, and I mean a lot, of crazy stories tonight. I got so much, you know, I was going to have a guest on, a couple of guests on. I decided not to. Because I got to get this off my chest. Like, I'm going to explode. And it won't be pretty. I guarantee it. And, you know, and it started, right? The nut jobs are already at it. Elizabeth Warren. She has thrown her. Well, now, see, they say, Joe, come on. She really hasn't thrown her hat in the ring. Right? Because she's just doing an exploratory thing. Let me tell you what. It doesn't work that way. No, no, seriously. Exploratory means what they're exploring is who will give them how much money, where, and when. That's what they're exploring. So you've got this is a perfect intro. Now, the big party tent. And tent is a good word, let me tell you. Elizabeth Warren threw her hat in the ring for the presidential race. Now, she can call it what she wants to. The reality is she is. And then you look at her, and who's next? Joe Biden, right? I mean, he's looking to run. And he's upset at President Obama, or ex-President Oblamo, as I put it. And the reason he's upset at him is because Obama has not come out giving any kind words to Joe, to Uncle Joe, as we know him. Now, I want you to think about something. We just came out of the Christmas and New Year's season here, right? Remember, I always say to you, Uncle Joe reminds me of the creepy old uncle that you kind of keep in the corner, and you tell the kids, don't go in there. Unless there's another adult in the room. Right? I mean, seriously. So Uncle Joe is looking to take, you know, again, the big tent people. So you've got an old white guy, an old white woman. Okay, cool. Yes, and she is a white woman. I don't want to hear, my wife has got more Native American in her than, what's her name? Yeah, Pocahontas. And I have such a better name. Anyway, so we got her, right? And Bernie is exploring another big tent, diverse person that'll give you two old white guys and an old white woman. I mean, we're just cranking along, aren't we? And then you got two, I don't know, what would be the proper terminology? When somebody has a, when you're against another color of a race, you're a racist. But what if you're against a religious order or organization? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, host. You're listening to The Real Side. We're back, and I got energy, and I got a lot to say. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rum.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I got so many crazy stories to catch up on. The reason I say that is we were gone for a week and a half. And I hope you enjoyed some of the show. I did the best I could to grab some of the previous shows. You know, you bring in guest hosts, and that's fine, but they're on vacation too, a lot of them. And I don't know, when I've done it in the past sometimes for long periods of time, don't tell anybody. But I'm not on the same page as some of them. I don't like the way they come across. So I guess, you know, I'm in my little world of one and some of you, and I appreciate that very much. We got all kinds of crazy. We'll talk about Romney's attack on President Trump. What a great way to start your being a junior. Now, I realize he has a whole bunch of of name recognition, but he's still a junior senator. And you know what Trump said is right. If he had a spine when he ran for president against Obama, if he spoke against Obama the same way he speaks against Trump in every way, he might have been President Romney. But he curled up in a little fetal position. He needed a little safe space, and he backed away from the president. You know, for what it's worth, he ended up being right about Russia. He may even have gone on if he had the chance to talk about China. But he didn't. Why? Because he's not a fighter. You know, there are things that Trump does on a daily basis to make my skin crawl. But most of what he does, I'm in with. Most of what he does, I'm on board with, because he's trying to protect this country. I watched people back down through the holidays when they were being pummeled on Facebook and other places, and I get it. Nobody wants to fight all the time. I agree with you. But you got to stand up for what you believe is right. What President Trump is doing at the border is right. It is 100% right. Get us protected. You know what I mean? It's really interesting. I put up a meme, which is so true. You have to have a letter from God to be able to get on a plane in this country. And yet, you should be able to come over the border without proving who you are or why you're here. That's okay. We're supposed to open up our arms and say, that's all wonderful and true and real and happy, happy. Right? No. Anyway, so you got Uncle Joe running for president. Kamala Harris. Okay, so again, guys, here we go again with this garbage. Right, we had when Mrs. Clinton and Kane were running for president and vice president, respectively. They came out and said, hey, here's the deal. If you religious people, I'm trying to be nice about this. If you religious people don't come in line with the way we think in the, you know, 21st century here, right? The way the mindset is of the country today, then we're going to pass laws to make you come in line. Now think about what they were saying. What they were saying was they were going to pass laws so you could live out your religious beliefs. Right? And so what happens is with that is you're asleep at the wheel and you don't understand exactly what they're saying. So Kamala Harris, she's having heartburn with some of the choices that President Trump has put up for you know, to be judges, to be appointed as judges. And the thing I find amusing, extremely amusing, is the only problem that now who's the woman from Hawaii, another legislator from Hawaii, I can't remember her name. I just saw her and I can't remember her name. Anyway, she's come out and said the same thing. Here's your problem. These judges of Knights are Knights of Columbus members. Let that sink in. Right? They have a religious affiliation. So apparently now, even though the majority of our founding fathers were God men, okay, apparently now if you have any kind of religious conviction, if you have any kind of religious thought, any kind of religious belief, you don't qualify to be a judge. Now, if they felt that way, if the people around them had felt that way in the days of John Kennedy, we wouldn't have had a President Kennedy now, would we? Come on, think about that. So, I can't believe it. And at one time in this country, if you look it up, you found out you couldn't be. You could not be. Some states had written this in. You couldn't run for office, governor and or president, if you were Catholic, because they felt that you had an allegiance to two people or two countries or two entities, that the Pope could tell you what to do and you would have to do it. Can you imagine if that was the case today? Anyway, the Pope could tell you what to do and you'd have to do it. And it scared the crud out of them. But that's not what it's all about. And finally, you know, again, you look at John Kennedy. I don't think the Pope was pulling his strings. But the Knights of Columbus is one of the world's largest Catholic fraternal service organizations. Service organizations. And they don't ask you if you're Catholic or if you're religious or if you believe in God when they're helping you. They're just strictly a service organization. And yet, Kamala Harris has a problem with religious people. Now, if she runs for president, this is one of the people that they're talking about, one of their rising stars. If she runs for president, are we going to be able to maintain our rights? This is where you Christians, where you religious people have to start using your brains. You keep putting in these people that have no forget the fact that they're devout atheists or what have you. They have no respect for your religious belief, none whatsoever. Why would you put them in a position of authority where they could squelch your freedom to believe? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We'll go to the phones when we come back from the break. Because I don't want to, you know, if you've been hanging on, I don't want to cut you short by 30 seconds here. But anyhow, you know, and again, the big tent party. Schumer today. Schumer and Pelosi got together with the president. They were in the cabinet meeting, and they were trying to work. I don't even want to say they were trying to work it out. They weren't trying to work out anything. Schumer and Pelosi trying to show Trump just how strong, how stubborn they could be. And I think this is hilarious because they think that they have all the power. And they're sitting there, and before they get rolling, Schumer didn't want to hear what the HHS security director had to say, right? The Homeland Security director had to say. So he interrupted, said, yeah, we don't want to hear that. So they weren't interested. They're not interested in what the Border Patrol says about the wall. They're not interested in what the experts have to say about the wall, because this is the mantra of the Democrat Party. They know what's best for you. They're going to tell you, and if you don't agree with them, they're going to force you to do it. Isn't that wonderful? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll go to the phones after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon and at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A rendezvous in the White House Situation Room failed to bring Democrats and President Trump any closer on funding for a border wall. Incoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Democrats want to end the 12-day-old government shutdown.
We're asking the president to open up government. We are giving him a Republican path to do that.
It was supposed to be a briefing on border security. Kevin McCarthy will be the minority leader when Democrats assume control of the House on Thursday.
I was a little disappointed with, I would say, some on the other side. They wouldn't, once the secretary started, the Senator Schumer interrupted her, and they really didn't want to hear it.
Another meeting has been set for Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alice. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You know what? I still got coffee mugs left, and I ain't ordering new ones, different design, whatever, until you buy the rest of these. Seriously, that simple. Just head up there, go to the store, buy the mugs. Coffee tastes so much better in a TRS mug, I'm telling you. As I always say, though, if it doesn't, I don't guarantee it. Because, you know, everybody's taste buds are a little bit different. Anyhow, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, if you want to send me an idea about a story, a book, somebody you want me to interview, or what have you, you can always send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and you can send it, you know, put a capital TRS in the subject line so I know it's not somebody trying to sell me something, because you'd be surprised at how many times somebody tries to sell me a product and wants me to push a product on the air. Anyway, let's go to David from San Francisco. David, thanks for calling.
Oh, hey, Joe. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, too. Hope you had a great Christmas or holidays.
Well, all of it. Yalda was the best.
Which one?
Yalda.
Yalda.
That's the oldest holiday known to man, and that was when they figured out that the days started getting longer again.
Wow. You know, and what's the traditional gift for Yalda, or is there one?
Well, you get to lift the corner of the blanket 1 inch.
Okay.
You get to get that much more sunlight, you know.
So oh, there you go.
They warm that longer.
I'll have to look that one up, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's up?
Yeah, it's the thing that bugs me, and I heard you ranting against our good senator out here in California. Kamala Harris, you know, has to represent everybody in America.
Right.
And if some...
Wait a minute. Back up. Not everybody in America. We elected her in California. She has to represent her California constituency.
Yeah, but, you know, if we're the most powerful nation in the world, she has an obligation to live up to the standards, right? You know, the health and safety, the duty to care, that she's going to be a clean politician instead of one of these con artists that will just rip us off and leave the world in the glut, right?
You better check into her history, but we'll do that another show. Go ahead.
She was the district attorney out here in California. As a matter of fact, when they did the candidates forum, I was the MC for it in the election that she got elected. But she, the point is that as taxation with representation, she has an obligation not to fall for con games, you know, in science. So, you know, there are a lot of talk show hosts that say that global warming isn't real. But 99.9% of the scientists know it's real. And
yeah, but see,
wait a minute.
Don't do the talking points, Dave, because you get pushback from me. There are more and more scientists dropping off of that. If you're really being honest about it, I think, what was it, 6,000 or 7,000 of those surveys, quote, went out to scientists. There were only less than 300 returned. Not even a number that real science would use in doing their own survey. So let's not do that, okay?
You're missing my point. My point is about government budget.
All right. But get back to Kamala, though,
Harris
and my
has
rant.
An obligation. Kamala Harris has an obligation to make sure that the budget is based on science, not on faith.
Okay.
And if,
what's that got to do? So wait a minute.
We can pollute okay because Jesus.
So are you saying?
Wait a minute. Later?
Are you saying that a judge who believes in God or is a Knights of Columbus member for that matter is going to use his religious faith or use his faith to make his decisions and not the Constitution?
Well, if a polluter is the richest guy in town, and all the jobs are going to leave if the polluter leaves the county.
Now, you're not answering my question, though. You're giving me that kind of thing. It all goes where the money is. So you're telling me a man of faith can't rule based on the Constitution. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that you have to live by the laws of mathematics, let's say. If the budget has this much money, and somebody... Well, I like to put it in terms of a religion that most people don't pay attention to. You remember they said that Atlas was this giant, and the world was resting on his shoulder. And
yeah.
He sat there in the eternity of space, and that Earth rested on his shoulder, and everything depended on Atlas. Now, if the military-industrial complex said, uh-oh, there's going to be jock itch for Atlas, and the Earth will be in turmoil if we don't buy talcum powder for Atlas's jock itch.
There you go.
And so that's an unprovable budget. Who's going to come up with the talcum powder? Are they just scamming the money? How are they?
The only thing, but here's the deal. The only thing I want to go back to is this. So you're telling me then, okay, so what you're saying applies to an atheist judge too, right? A judge that doesn't believe in anything. And
I'm saying you have to have a provable budget in Congress. And
but what's that got
to
do with religion?
Kind of talk is going to get us out of a provable budget.
These are the same people in California that think we can do single payer health care, but that's a story for another day too. No,
well,
so what you're saying to me, what is the budget? What is
your
the budget got to do?
Your insurance company is 30% and 40% maintenance fee, right?
Okay.
But you know that math,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I know how the VA works out too. I know how
the
single
30,
payer version. All right, Dave, we're getting way off the track here, and I got a lot of ground to cover. I always appreciate when you call in.
Deals with provable budgets.
Oh, well, okay. We'll talk about that more at some other time. Hey, thanks. I always appreciate it. Hey, got to go.
State,
always appreciate when you come in.
All right.
Look, that's the first time I've heard that, provable budget. That doesn't mean he's wrong or right or anything else. That's the first time I've heard that term. But here's the deal. Look, we're right back to it again. When we bring religion to it, if these guys weren't religious guys, he wouldn't have been having that conversation with me. He wouldn't have said a word about that. Many others wouldn't either. And he's right. She represents all people. 80%, hey Dave, if you're still listening, 80% of the people in this country say they believe in God. The Judeo-Christian God. This is 78% some odd. All right? Yeah, the number's a lot less than that when it comes to who are actively involved in the churches. So to your point, if she's supposed to represent everybody and or the majority of... Well, shouldn't she be pushing a godly message by your logic? And just asking. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. You know, we should do a night on, not a night, but a segment, segment and a half on Kamala Harris's history. And, you know, if she was a Republican, give me a break. And they would be all over her like white on rice. Anyway, there's so much I want to try to get through tonight. So much I want to get done. An appeals judge backed Trump's position that Obamacare is unconstitutional. I don't know if you guys heard about that, right? Judge Reed O'Connor has done a great service to the American people. This gives the Americans the right to choose their health care coverage. Now, what the Dems will say, what the left says, is look at all the people now that have lost their health insurance. It's not true. It's spinning the truth. They didn't lose it. Health insurance companies haven't rolled up and gone away. The government still offers health insurance. So how did they lose? You mean if you want to be honest about it, they've lost their taxpayer-subsidized health care. That's what you really mean to say. They've lost their government-issued health care. They've lost their ability to be treated like the veterans. I mean, it's always amazing to me. You've got veterans dying every day. They still can't get the care that they need. That's a big ship, and it's very hard to fix. And yet, you still, some of you loons, still want single-payer health care. It's just beyond me. So Americans now truly, honestly now, have a right to choose, or will. This will go all the way to the Supreme Court. We already know this, right? Now, this Affordable Care Act was unaffordable. We already knew that. Even when it was subsidized, it was unaffordable. Right? Deductibles were out of control. If Democrats spent as much time, think about this, serving the American people as they do illegal aliens, we should already have a great insurance coverage, shouldn't we? After all these years of screaming and yelling and trying to get this thing done, if they took their sights off of helping, securing, taking care of, yes, illegal aliens is the right word. And I heard that Facebook now calls that hate speech. So if Facebook cuts us, pulls a page, I don't care. Maybe Facebook needs a safe space of their own, right? I mean, I want you to think about some of these numbers. Obama spent $90 billion to shore up Obamacare without congressional approval. Yeah, those pesky little executive orders, right? $200 billion a year he spent on illegals. $792 billion a year for Obama's fiscal stimulus plan. That's the thing about the market. I can't wait till David Fisher comes back on. You guys on the left that are poking at Trump, you know what the difference is? Trump is not creating smoke and mirrors in the market like Obama did by propping it up with your tax money. I'll finish this story when we come back. I'm Joe Mastino, your host. Listen to The Real Side.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention, that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Come on, everybody knows Chuck Berry. You don't get any more American than that, right? I'm Joe Messina. You think Elizabeth Warren listens to him? You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us and on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do want you part of the conversation. You know, I mean, whether we, as you've heard, I'm never rude to anybody. I mean, okay, when you won't stop talking when I ask you to, then you're done. But other than that, I'm never rude to anybody. I don't make fun of you while you're on the air. I wait till we're on break. Always appreciate the time that you're spending. Hey, anybody catch that thing with Elizabeth Warren where she did her, I don't know, I don't want to call it a coming out party because whatever it was called. Can you imagine Elizabeth Warren grabbing a beer out of the refrigerator, right? I mean, no, seriously. I love how they always, isn't it funny how the Democrats always try to come off like the regular people, right? Come on, think about that. Elizabeth Warren is about as much the regular people, I don't know, as Warren Buffett is. Tries to make it sound that way. And her net worth today, as we speak, is over $10 million. She is the exact top 1% that she rails against. I find it amazing. Now, you can't... Now, she became a senator in 2012, so she hasn't had enough time to amass the millions of dollars that some of the other ones do, right? And this is, you know, this is common knowledge. You can get this information anywhere online. But she came out with a tweet that was just perfect, just wonderful. She said, over 7,000 people in Massachusetts have been sent home or are working without pay during the Trump shutdown. Now, listen. Listen to what she's saying. Pay attention to her words. Over 7,000 people in Massachusetts have been sent home or are working without pay. She's talking about, you know, Massachusetts residents who now are not getting a paycheck, but that's kind of a, you know, bogus because they'll get all their back pay when they go back to work. All right? They may not be getting it now, but most of the time, landlords and such will work, will deal, will help because they know they're going to get their money back. Why would you throw somebody out who can't pay their bill now, who's been there for years anyway? She said, until the real Donald Trump reopens the government, I'm donating my salary to the HIAS Refugees Fund. I love America so much. I care about you Americans so much. I care about the American worker so much that I'm going to give money to a group of illegals coming up to take your jobs away. It's a nonprofit that helps refugees and makes our country stronger in the process. Can somebody tell me how many hits off the crack pipe you have to actually take to have that make sense? Anybody? Because I can't do it. I have tried. I guess I can't do it their way, but I have tried to look at it from their point of view. I can't. This is to me, this should be outrageous to some of you. Just outrageous. And here's Obama's legacy. Right? They're all so in love with Mr. Obama. Here's Obama's legacy. It is, what, 8 years of war, right? The guy that was going to get us out of all these wars, 8 years of war. Lowest economic growth in U.S. history. Record number of mass shootings. Record number of people on food stamps. Record high health insurance costs. Even with the Affordable Care Act, we're at record high cost numbers. Record high national debt, high poverty, highest poverty level in U.S. history, and this will help you understand. Think about all those things I just went through. Right? The left calls this success. The left calls him one of the greatest presidents in U.S. history, which is why they're fine with. They're totally. It makes total logical sense to them. To put money to help illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, before they help their own Americans. That's what I mean by their own. Right? You know, I started down the road. I never really finished it. And I said, you know, if the Democrats would just treat the American people the same way they treat the illegal aliens, we'd probably be so much further ahead. Obama's $90 billion to shore up Obamacare, remember? $200 billion a year spent on illegals. $792 billion. Now, the $200 billion is high, because I've heard anywhere from $172 to $200. But we'll go with the high one. Why not? $792 billion for Obama's fiscal stimulus plan. Now, here's the bad part about that. First off, the market needs to reset. It's needed to reset for years. It never did. You know why it never did? Because we had quantitative easing, which basically means that the government was using your taxpayer dollars to buy stocks and bonds to prop up the stock market so it wouldn't take a nosedive. So they were artificially inflating, artificially shoring up the stock market so things wouldn't go sideways. You know, the one thing about Trump that makes people crazy is he comes and goes, okay, enough of the tomfoolery, enough of the smoke and mirrors, enough of the garbage. First of all, China, you're going to knock it off. You're not going to take, and I've been beat. I was in the technology world. I was beat by Chinese companies because of intellectual property theft. Theft is a bad thing. It's not a good thing. When do you stop it? When do you force China to stop? He's the first president that came in and said, okay, you've been stealing it. It costs billions of dollars to this country. You're going to knock it off. End of discussion, period. And everybody goes, oh, yeah, I can't do that because there's so much. Yeah, actually, you can't do that. Because the bully doesn't stop bullying until he knows you're serious, until he knows you're going to push back, until he knows you're going to stop them. That's when it stops. I'm telling you, this stuff makes you guys crazy, but it's so real. It's so true. Even President Clinton, Billy Bob Clinton, knew that when it came to welfare, when it came to being on, it was too easy. And that people had talents and they had ways to give back to the government. And he forced them to look for a job. He forced them to look. He forced them to get trained. And Obama came in and said, oh, can't do that. Could actually require people to work if they want to partake of welfare. Are we serious? Did we really say that? I mean, I grew up with a family who said, you don't want to be on government support. You want to be out there working. You want to be out there doing the right thing. Not anymore. Now it's been flipped. You want to be on government support. You want the government to take care of you. Just amazing. $700 billion bailout, remember? And then separate bailouts for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Those are the mortgage companies that are owned by the government for all intents and purposes. Look at all the money we used to bail out GM, and where are they going? What are they doing? See, I think President Trump should do the same thing that President Obama did. When he thought that GM or felt that GM was failing and he was going to bail them out, he said, President of the United States telling a corporation that they're going to have to replace their CEO. And here's who you're going to put in their place. When have you seen that happen? Wouldn't it be great if President Trump stepped up and said, okay, here's how it goes. You move those jobs to Mexico, you're done. You get no more tax breaks. No more leniency for you. You produce a product that nobody wanted. You know what happens? Companies go out of business when that happens. You need to go back to the drawing board. You need to go back to designing cars that people wanted, that people were going to spend money on. So to claim that this has nothing to do with the tariffs, absolutely nothing. It has to do with them producing a car that nobody wants. It ain't that hard, people. Now let's look at what's happened under President Trump. Just some easy stuff. Peace between North and South Korea. Doesn't matter what he's saying to President Trump right now. He has made a deal with, he is working with, for the first time, North and South Korea are talking. They're speaking to each other. They're on talking terms. What other president did that? What other president came close to doing that? If you say none, you're right. But he's done it. No, gets no credit for that whatsoever. What he gets from the other side is, we'll see what happens. However, they hate when he says that, when Trump says it. Unemployment rates are historic lows. And they're not at lows because, like it was under Obama, people were switching over to disability. Remember, you go back and get those shows. I did the numbers at the time. It wasn't that people were going back to work. It was people were going on permanent disability. They were taking the 99 weeks for unemployment, and before their unemployment ran out, they switched over to disability. That is not a low unemployment rate. Again, it's fake. It's propped up. We got Brett Kavanaugh in. Looks like we're going to get another one here shortly. Middle class wage increases. Remember they were screaming? They were stagnant. They weren't going anywhere. President Trump. You know, again, the economy's moving. The economy's still solid. It's moving. People are back to work. Lowest unemployment rate in all the major sectors. And the middle class wage increase, and they still can't find anything nice to say about this president. He moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. How dare he? Well, maybe because he said he was going to do it during election. And ISIS, though not wiped out, I'd say pretty darn close. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Hang out. Smorgasbord of these crazy stories coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.